Blackstone Audio presents The Last Camel Died at Noon by Elizabeth Peters. This book is read by Susan O'Malley. Dedication for Ellen Nair, with the compliments of the author and Ahmet the Camel. Acknowledgements. I owe the translation of Ramsay's Latin note to the kindness of Ms. Tutti Godlove Ritenour. If there are errors, they are due to my careless transcribing, or, more probably, to the haste of Ramsay's himself. A tip of the chapeau as well to Charlotte MacLeod for coming up with a particularly loathsome method of rendering an enemy hors de combat, and a tip of the pith helmet to Dr. Lynn Green, who supplied me with copies of hard-to-find Egyptological research materials. My greatest debt will, of course, be obvious to the intelligent reader. Like Amelia, and although he refuses to admit it, Emerson, I am an admirer of the romances of Sir Henry Rider Haggard. He was a master of a form of fiction that is, alas, seldom produced in these degenerate days. Having run out of books to read, I decided to write one myself. It is meant as an affectionate, admiring, and nostalgic tribute. Book 1. Chapter 1. I told you this was a hare-brained scheme. Hands on hips, brows lowering, Emerson stood gazing fixedly at the recumbent ruminant. A sympathetic friend, if camels have such, which is doubtful, might have taken comfort in the fact that scarcely a ripple of agitated sand surrounded the place of its demise. Like the others in the caravan, of which it was the last, it had simply stopped, sunk to its knees, and passed on, peacefully and quietly. Conditions, I might add.